Blog Talk Radio.
Show was previously recorded.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Can Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Can, the author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And if you don't have a copy of my book, you can get the first six chapters free from my website, www.karencan.com. And if you put your name and email address in there, you'll get an excerpt of the book and access to five of my webinar classes, wellness classes. So please join me on my list. It'll be really fun. Today, I'm very excited. I can't even tell you how excited I am because I'm going to be interviewing Peter Schenck. Now, I've had him on the show several times, and I absolutely love his amazing software programs. Now, I'm kind of a techie person, so it's not like I build websites or anything like that, but I love technology, and I love when spirituality can, you know, mesh with technology. How cool is that? And so Peter is this amazing research engineer, visionary, software designer, healer, mystic, you know, all rolled into one. There's not too many Peter Schenks out there, but we're so lucky to have this gifted person to be able to kind of bridge this, you know, ancient spirituality to kind of this new technology. And I've been using his programs, in particular the AquaWare and the Source, to help imprint my desires and wishes and intentions into water. And if you've been following me, if you've been on my webpage, on the AquaWare page, on the Source page, you'll see a lot of the stories, you know, that we talk about manifesting, you know, jobs for my friends, increased clients, money, health, amazing, you know, spiritual opportunities, relationship stuff. It's really pretty amazing what it can do. And it's so simple. So today we're going to be talking about this new software that is launching called AquaWare 4.0. So this is the most powerful AquaWare so far that's going to allow you to imprint your desires into water. And this cool update is coming out on, I believe, January 15th, 2015. You're going to be able to put up to 7 intentions all at the same time in a single glass of water. If you've been following me and some of the YouTube videos on how to use the AquaWare, you know, 3.1, we talked about, you know, doing it separately, and I can actually muscle test to see which ones will match with which. But in this technology, you can actually put up to 7 intentions into a single glass of water that you drink or, you know, put on your body. You can actually build quantum layering sessions and save them, which is really, really cool. I wish I had that right now. Before, there was 500 pre-established intentions. Now there's going to be 700 or more. The one I've been using lately is spiritual power. And, I mean, I could just go on for 2 hours talking about what's been happening with me just using that. But 700, wow, amazing. And here's the really cool part. You can actually write your own intention and continuously direct it into any targeted water anywhere. Okay, and when I'm saying anywhere, we're talking anywhere in the world. And what's also new, it's incorporating energy and passion of the 20 most influential people in all of history. Now, I have no idea how he's doing that, but we get to ask him. So, Peter, welcome to the show.
Karen, thank you for having me. That was quite an intro we had there. I don't know what else I can say.
Well, you know, I don't even know how does your mind work anyway? Do you get like a download from, you know, the universe, and then you just figure out how to do this kind of stuff?
It's changed a lot over the years, but today, you know, it's just like tying your shoelace. It's presented when it's time. You know, it's all good to go. But I'd like to dive right into the latest creation. So
yeah.
AquaWare 4.0 is a combination of 10 years of research and development. And Aquaware has always been the flagship product. And if you were to grasp in your mind, I'm just going to quickly explain the lineage behind Aquaware. So when Aquaware was version 1 was first released on July 4th, 2007, you could compare that possibly with man looking at birds fly, okay? Then we came out with version 2, and that would be maybe something like the Wright brothers starting to take flight. Then we came out with version 3 and 3.1, and that was like man going to the moon. Well, version 4 is an entirely different animal. It could be comparable to something called FLT, faster than light speed, where, you know, you can now travel interplanetary or from solar system to solar system. Aquaware 4 is the game changer. I mean, I don't know how much more better the technology can get than what we're about, you know, to release. So I just want to talk a few minutes about, you know, what's in Aquaware 4, and I'll go into detail maybe on a couple of the features. Aquaware 4 today sports over 700 intents, okay, across 12 different categories. We've added things like the entire vitamin gamut. So if you take vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin B6, vitamin B complex, all of it's in there. It's pretty amazing. We've added essential oils to it, okay, just to kind of give you an idea of you know, the new intents that are in there. And then, you know, bathing and showering, we have human potential, we have conditions, we have physical and mental performance, we have general purpose, mood altering, there's some good ones in there, toxic habits and environment, super potent, spiritual purposes, cleanse and rejuvenate, miscellaneous and abilities. Okay, so that is the genre that most people are familiar with. And in there, we've added about 200 plus more intents right out of the box, ready to go. Fun, fun, fun. Now, the cool thing is the advanced features that we've added. These are mind-blowing. The first one I want to kind of go over is Brilliant Minds. Brilliant Minds was born, it was actually a friend of mine's idea, David Shear. He started playing around with some of the source technology and decided to put the mind of Nikola Tesla into water. And he started testing it on a friend of his who is already a very smart man. And within 7 days, this man's mind had just expanded to a point that he never thought possible. So born of that was what we call Brilliant Minds under the Advanced Features tab in Aquaware 4.0. So I have captured 24 of the most influential people in all of humanity, and I've, you know, was able to acquire the frequencies of everything good that they brought to the world. And you will be able to consciously direct them into water, drinking it, thereby bringing changes about. Now, some of the people, we have Confucius, Aristotle, Galileo, Isaac Newton, Mary Magdalene, of course, Dr. Emoto had to go in this one. Michael D'Angelo, Mother Teresa, Nikola Tesla, Saint Germain, Stephen Hawking. I mean, just to give you an idea, this feature is mind-blowing. I mean, it's absolutely amazing what you can do with it. The second feature that we're putting in is something called user intent cards. Okay, these are really neat. Basically, it opens up a PDF file with 8 identical cards. It kind of look like business cards. And the idea that encompasses this is if you know you're going to be on the road for an extended period of time or you won't be able to get to your computer, you can actually program these cards the same way you can a glass of water, okay? And the cards will hold the intention until you use it. And how you use it is you program it like you do any water, anywhere, at any time. And then you would put the card down on the desk when you're, you know, out on the road, and you take your glass of water and you put it on top of it, or you put it near your source water, or you just simply direct the intention that's in the card to the source water. Because remember, where your attention goes, the intention goes. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome. Oh, my gosh. So you talked about this before, you know, a couple of years ago about, you know, this idea of programming cards. And And, you know, I had no idea how you were going to accomplish that technically. But that was because I was begging you to, like, make a mobile version of it. So when we're on the road, I don't have to bring my computer. You know, I think all the Mac users still feel a little, you know.
Well, I
sad.
Got a surprise for everybody.
Okay.
And I'll go into that towards the end of the interview. So another feature that we have in AquaWare 4.0 is what we call quantum layering sessions, or QLS. And this was something that has been people have been asking for years and years. And basically they were really tired of only putting one intention into water. So we, you know, set out and we were able to derive an algorithm that allows you to put up to 7 intentions into one glass of water. So how does this work? When you run an intention, at the end of the intention, it always asks you if you want to save it, and you can say yes, and you can call it whatever you want. And the extension that it gives you is called intention, whatever it is, .ALS, which is AquaWare Layering Session. Okay, and you build these up. You build up to 7, 15, 20, however many you want. And then what you do is there's a button on AquaWare 4.0 called Build QLS. And what that allows you to do is select up to 7 of those files that you saved, and it then writes it out as a QLS, a quantum layering session. And then you run the quantum layering session, and it has all of your intents saved in there. So it runs water prep, user prep, and then 7 consecutive intentions in a row. And the only thing that is required of you is where your attention goes, the intention goes. It's absolutely mind-blowing. But that wasn't good enough. We needed to take it a step further, okay? So over the last 2 or 3 years, I've really been wondering how the human consciousness grid really communicates with Source and how Source communicates with the human consciousness grid when it comes to the power of intention. And believe it or not, this fall I was driving home and it hit me. I was watching the leaves change and it hit me. It was mathematics. Everything in existence is derived from what we call the golden ratio or the Fibonacci sequence, 1, 3, 7. It's a mathematical equation found in everything, okay? And from that equation, I, in essence, cracked the intent genome. So what does that mean? I now allow people in AquaWare 4.0 to write in their own intent, up to 200 alpha characters, no numbers, no special characters. In the manual, we give everyone strict guidelines on how to write your own intention. Okay, I've just given you unlimited power, okay, to create your own intention. Now, this is, you know, AquaWare in itself is mind-blowing, but this is just over the top. Think about this for a second. And not only can you write your own intention, but when it runs, it saves it in 2 places. One, it saves it in a gallery that we're all used to, so you can quickly go back and click on it, and it just runs everything automatically. But secondly, it writes it out as an ALS file, an AquaWare session file, right? AquaWare layer session file. And what that does is that allows you in the QLS to incorporate your own intentions. Okay, so you can not only mix and match your own intentions that you're building, you can also take the pre-canned ones and build the QLS out of it. So let's say, for instance, in the morning, you have a vitamin regimen that entails 6 vitamins, right? Well, the 7th intention you create could be something like have vitamins create maximum impact on human body. Okay, and that's your 7th intention. And you just run these and consciously direct them into water. It's that simple. AquaWare 4 is the game changer. Now, what's even more mind-blowing than this is I've been working with a Russian scientist and a book author, okay? And they have scientifically proven that the intents in AquaWare, and this is all going to be on the new website, are over the top. This isn't pseudo science, it's science. So what we've achieved is mind-blowing.
So you're saying the scientist has actually somehow able to document that something real is happening? This isn't just
absolutely
a figment of our imagination?
Without a doubt.
How does he do that? I mean, is it with equipment?
They have specialized equipment that they rented and own, and you know, they're going to be publishing their work through the use of Aquaware in the form of a book early next year, which will be available to everybody.
Oh.
And I have you know, a special paper that's coming to me that has all of the facts on it, so that'll be presented you know, to everybody once it's made available.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I want to clarify something about the quantum layering session. Now, first you said that, you know, you can save your intentions as an ALS, so Aquaware layering session. So does that...
Under the custom user intention, it saves it in two places automatically. It saves it in the gallery,
mm-hmm.
so you can always come back when you open up Aquaware and you can click on the pretty picture. Okay, and then it'll run automatically. But when you run it for the first time, it saves it as that ALS file inside of the ALS directory. So when you want to run a quantum layering session or build one, you can build it with your custom intentions as well.
Okay, so say out of the 700 plus intentions, I, you know, run, you know, 5 different intentions.
Mm-hmm.
When I run it, it saves it as an ALS file?
So when you run a custom intention, it always asks you at the end of your session, do you want to save it? And if
you say
yes, and then you can call it whatever you want, and it saves it as an ALS file. Yeah.
Okay, great. So, for example, I've been using lately with Aquaware 3.1, I've been using Spiritual Power, success in every endeavor. Now, sometimes I'll want to use, I don't know, we'll say, you know, martial arts skill, you know, because I'm doing a martial arts class or something like that. So in the past, I would, you know, do 3 different glasses of water for that. But I could put all 3 together by saving each of those as the, you know, when it asks, do I want to save that session, I can save each of those, and therefore in the quantum layering session, put them all together.
Absolutely.
Aha, uh-huh, got it.
That.
Very cool. Now, I noticed, now, of course, that's based on just muscle testing, but I noticed that sometimes certain intentions didn't go with or jive with some of the other intentions, so I did not layer them, and some of them could, so I did, you know, kind of just press the button twice, so to speak, to layer them. How does the program know what goes with everything? Like, you just layer it so it doesn't interrupt the original intention?
So there's a proprietary algorithm that I wrote which interfaces with the target water. And as you run user prep, water prep, and then your intentions, as each intention comes through, it's given a slot, if you will, a quantum slot, which allows you, you know, so it then measures the body of water and then, you know, will fit appropriately within its you know, allotted slot. So it's logic, it's mysticism, you know, rolled up in the only a way that I can deliver it.
Well, what about power levels? Like in the Aquaware 3.0, you could, you know, power level could be 20%, 30%,
80%. So for all of those that love, you know, the earlier versions of Aquaware, the power level is still there.
Okay.
Manual mode is still there, which is a multiplier of 100. But what we've done is we've added a new mode called standard mode, and this is really for beginners. So out of the box, Aquaware is set up in automatic mode, but you can very quickly select standard mode. And what that does is it just allows you to select the power level, and then you click on your intent, and 3 things happen. Water prep runs automatically, user prep runs automatically, intent runs automatically, all 3 right through.
Okay, great. No, that was great. I was always, you know, I would do these in the office for people.
Here's the thing. You know, Aquaware is a tool designed from the ground up, 1, for simplicity, but 2, more importantly, to tantalize the user into thinking outside the box.
Mm.
When you unlimit your thinking, thereby unlimiting your potential. You become an unlimited being, and you can do anything. I mean, you have personally had many success stories, not only with yourself, but with your clients and friends and family. The world has never seen anything like this. I mean, the original aquaware was so far ahead of its time. Even today, there's nothing out on the market that even comes close to what aquaware can do, if anything. And this is the fourth generation of this technology, the fourth. It is over the top. The results are staggering.
Okay, can you give us some stories? I know you've been running the demo. Any stories you're allowed to share?
Yeah, I won't share any specifics yet because the reports are still coming in from the beta testers, but I will tell you that I personally am used to very high levels of energy, etherical energy, source energy. It's what I'm built to do. And honestly, I could not work on aquaware for more than an hour at a time. Whereas when I was in my mid to late 30s, I could stay up, you know, half the night and get stuff done. My physical body can't handle what this program is putting out. And,
wow.
You know, all I can say to anybody using aquaware is adhere to the guidelines, start off wicked slow, under 20%, and, you know, just creep your way up until you hit, you know, the target where you're seeing changes, whether you're using it internally for topical applications on the outside of the body or in the environment. You really, really need to be cognitive about, you know, what you're doing. Now, on aquaware 4, what we've done is we built in a bunch of different safeguards once again. But one of the cool ones we did is a lot of people like to run intent after intent. So I've gotten complaints of people that put it all the way up to 100% and they run it out in the environment, maybe in their garden or through their garden hose. And that's fine. But then they come back inside and they run another intent for themselves and they drink the water at 100% and they detox. So what we've done is at the end of every intent that's ran, it resets the power level to zero. So you as the user are cognitive and more so responsible for understanding, you know, exactly what's going on.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Now, what if someone like myself is doing, you know, 88% on my current intentions? Do I still need to start below 20 then for the new one?
This is a new engine. It's a new frequency. It's a whole different animal. You need to start over like you've never played with it before. And, you know,
okay.
Again, redefine where you are in there.
Okay.
So, you know, you had done two or three beautiful videos on earlier generations of the different products that I have out. One thing I want to mention is not only do we have an online manual for aquaware, which will be, you know, updated accordingly as things roll out, and that, you know, it's just one spot we can update everything. We also have training videos built right into the software. So you select a training video on your computer, it opens up a web browser, and it'll take you to one of the 12 or 15 training videos that we have on using aquaware. And it's me walking you through very slowly and methodically how you use each one of the new features, the overview, all of it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, that'll help a lot. So let's talk about, costs. You know, is there an upgrade cost, the original cost? What is this compared to what it was before?
So the cost is going to remain the same. It's going to be $397. Typically, the cost for an upgrade is 50% of retail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the upgrade will probably be about $197, somewhere around there.
So, Peter, when's the supposed launch date for this amazing program?
The official launch will be January 15th, 2015.
Okay, January 15th, 2015. And so what about in the past, all the programs have been PC. So what about our Mac users?
Okay, so the first thing that's going to happen is AquaWare is going to be released January 15th. And then there's going to be a refresh of the whole software line. The 12th Project 4.0 will come out. The Source 4.0 will come out. Navitas will be upgraded to version 3. They'll all be sporting the new AquaWare 4.0 engine and you know, in their own individual categories and what they do. Later next year, we're going to move to what we call a SaaS platform, SaaS, Software as a Service. So what does that mean? We're moving all the technology into the cloud. So basically, you will log on to the MDM website with your username and password. You'll be greeted with an avatar. And the avatar is streamed in real time, and you'll be able to set up a session. So in essence, what we're doing is we're moving all the technology to the cloud. It'll all be powered by AWS, which is Amazon's cloud service on the back end. And everything will be done through a web browser. There'll be no more downloadable software. You'll be able to access your AquaWare technology anywhere, anytime, on any device, anywhere in the world. It'll be that simple. And it'll be a subscription-based model. Yeah.
Now, do you have? Now you said it was going to be later in the year after the other two programs are launched, the 4.0 versions of the other two programs. So, do you have like a membership fee, like that you can share with people how much that would be? Or
no, we don't have any of the details. But I will tell you, it'll be very affordable. It'll be a monthly subscription-based, probably starting at $19.95. Going up to whatever, and with each increment, you'll be able to access more of the technology possibly, or, you know, access the workshops that I do, any of the other services. They're really cool. Or any of the other services that we offer on the website. But they're going to be, SaaS is a radical change, but it's you know, definitely the next evolution in the technology and where, you know, I feel it should be going.
Okay. Well, and just for people that were, you know, if they haven't listened to the other shows about this that you and I have done together, if you could kind of summarize, like, the differences between the three different programs that, you know, that you're launching. We talked about AquaWare today, and then, you know, the difference between that and the Source and the 12th Project. And, you
sure.
know, just a couple of words, how would you describe the differences?
So AquaWare is, by design, it's a very easy-to-use program, and it's very large in that, and it's very intent-specific, okay? always has been. It works great on exactly what you want it to work on. The 12th Project was originally designed about 12 virtual chakras. So if you, in my belief system, I believe we're all spirit energy living the human experience. And in order to have this experience, we had to forget everything we were prior to being born. And the 12th Project is based, there's 12 separate programs in it. Each one's based on a god of Olympus, Zeus, Hera, all the way down. And what it does is when you run that, it opens up a doorway to lost knowledge or breadcrumbs that you left yourself to help remember who and what you are. And they come in many forms. Now, with version 3, what we did was I added the 7 physical chakras. So they give you a total of 19 modules in it. So 4.0, I don't have the specifics yet, but it will be upgraded with the 4.0, the AquaWare 4.0 engine, and then that'll be rebranded as the 12th Project 4.0. Now, the Source is another completely different animal. The Source is all about manifesting your reality. So although you use it to project in the water, what it does is it changes your reality around you. Okay, and that's the big one that people. So it, let's say if you wanted to manifest a red Ferrari, well, it's just not going to materialize in your driveway. But what the Source will do is it creates the light paths which parallel your data points, which is really your consciousness, right? And as it changes those light paths, you know, it changes your reality that's coming at you. So maybe in a week, you know, you had some long-lost relative that passed and left you $1 million or maybe a red Ferrari. So now the story completely makes sense. And that's what the Source does. It delivers the things that you want to manifest in your life, and it does it with laser focus and wicked fast speed. I mean, you've experienced it yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I got stories on my site about, you know, I was testing it out and, you know, said I want a crisp $100 bill within, you know, 7 days. And I think I got it that afternoon. And, you know, I did it again the next time. The funny thing is I want, you know, I said I want a crisp $100 bill in my hand. And I only had like 2 days left in my office where, you know, potentially I could get cash. So Friday, Saturday goes by. Well, I didn't get it. And I thought, oh, maybe it didn't work. And then Sunday morning, there's a crisp $100 bill right on the kitchen table. And I pick it up. And I'm like, oh, my God, where did this come from? And my husband's like, oh, I got paid in cash this week. You know? And I was like, even better. Even better.
And now I'm going to go spend it.
Yeah. No, it was so fun. We manifested, you know, clients, you know, people. You know, it's funny because I tell this to my friends, and I was in June, I went to visit my parents. In the past, I've had some financial difficulties. Every time I went to visit my folks, I'd come back and go, oh, my God, I can't pay the rent, you know. So this time around, I came back, and I thought, okay, I am doing the source, like, religiously every single day. And so, you know, I asked for, I think it was like $6,000 a month or something, regular income. And so I was doing this every day, and the phone was ringing off the hook. My receptionist was, like, so busy, overwhelmed. She's like, okay. She walks into my office with her hands on her hips. She goes, what have you been doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she goes, why is the phone ringing off the hook? I'm like, oh, that. Yeah, I've been using the source every day on this intention. And she's like, aha. So, you know, I've had great business ever since then. So thank you, Peter.
No problem. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. And then when we play around and do stuff for, you know, my patients, I said, let's have a little fun. Let's use these programs. So, you know, I'll just explain it to them in simple terms. Do you want to change your inner reality or your outer reality? You know, and then you know, we choose Aquaware, the source, based on that. And we have a lot of fun. And so, oh, my gosh, time's running out. We got to say bye. But Peter, amazing, amazing stuff. Thank you so much for your genius, for your contributions to the world. Everybody listening in, the website to go to is www.karencans.com/aquaware4.0. So, Peter, thank you so much again.
Thank you, Karen. Appreciate you having me on the show again.
My pleasure.